our willingness to accept God's take on truth matters for time and eternity. Our survival as a country and the state of our soul in the afterlife depends on trusting what God says. You know, to everyone listening, Bill, I would say, hey, you know, God loves you, and to go to heaven, you must be born again. And we're forgiven of our sin. We're given a fresh start. We're spiritually born by putting our faith in Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus was qualified to be our Savior. He was not only able, he was willing, and he's as close by as a prayer. And so accepting what God says, to say, Lord, I admit you're holy and I've sinned, but I'm sorry for my sins, and I believe Jesus died for me. Lord, forgive me. Save me. And the Bible promises Christ will accept you. So on a personal level, we need to be saved, and we can only do that if we accept what God has said about truth and sin and salvation. But, Bill, as a culture, listen, I love America. You mentioned July 4th. I'm a Christian first. I'm a patriot second. I love America. Oh, my goodness. I travel all around the world, but I love to get home. But our very survival as a country, I mean, the preservation of the Constitution, the perpetuation of this great nation hangs in the balance. And the tipping point is going to be whether or not we do or do not return to belief in morality. Because if we continue down this path of really relativism and just, and by the way, we've got Hollywood and much of academia to blame for this, not to mention judges that continually disregard the rights of people guaranteed by the Constitution, and they reject what's called natural law. You and I need to do a show sometime on what is natural law, but we need to pray for this country. For those that are listening who are believers, we really need to pray for a revival of morality, because the future of the country depends on it.
Okay, Alex, we have 30 seconds left. And another says, getting back to where we started, 8 out of 10 would say America is in a moral decline. What can we do today to try to right that ship a little?
Pray, be a part of a church, be a disciple, champion the family, but role model good, godly behavior. Remember, hey, not only are we to defend the faith, our lives are to be part of the evidence.